What do you stand for? See, the other day my nephew came to me, asked and said, "Uncle, at what side is the grass greener?" I put him close, I said, "You need to understand, son. The grass is greener where you water the seeds and the sand, son." I asked him, "Do you understand, son?" He said, "No." I was like, "Whoa, that's sad, son. You see, my people perish for lack of wisdom. They don't see what lies ahead of them thanks to the lack of vision. But relax, I'm not here to preach the word. I'm here to teach the world. Days ago, they offered me change to vote for change. I was like, "Nah, man, you can keep your change." And now it's over 400 days and nothing's changed. We face with the same hardship. I'm like, this change is strange. And yeah, will agree with me that this change needs change. But see, you can't sit behind social media expecting change. Oh no, brother. Oh no, sister. Do you do that? Do you do that? If you did so, you're wasting your life. I'm sorry, but the truth is, yo, yo, beat us. What do you stand for? Should I stop or continue so you'd understand more? In the North Fab, where then I've been used to test bombs, guns, and ammo. While our fathers and the Lord are living lavishly in glamour. A lot of debt swept under the carpet, covered with air freshener and camphor. We need to sit less and stand more. But they're quick to quote, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." But forget, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence they carried by force. I ain't preaching, of course. We just need less pointy fingers and the fistful hands more. Till today we celebrate Martin Luther, Gandhi and Mandela, cause there's no one left to fight. The youth of nowadays don't even know they're left from right. A lot of social media activists, but there's no one left in sight. We've been suffering and smiling, cause we fear our rights won't take us anywhere. They say the revolution will be televised, but we do not know what channel to stay tuned. For whenever I put on my TV, I get lost in the midst of strange tunes. Stage reality shows, meaningless entertainment news, supported by senseless soap operas. If that's your case too, then what does your TV stand for? On Christ, the solid rock is what I stand on, and is who I stand for. But see, it's not by saying it. Would you carry the cross in the midst of the turbulence and the sandstorm? If a gun was pointed to your head right now to deny your religion, what would you stand for? Even the lion of the tribe of Judah was betrayed by Judas. Most of us cannot give $100 offering in church. How can we be so selfish? Or we could buy phones above $100,000 just to take selfies. What do you really stand for? You need change, you need change, you need change in fuel price. You need change the way they sell rice, but you haven't changed the first person in front of your eyes when you look in the mirror. Oh, you converted your neighbors to church. Bravo, brother. Bravo, sister. That's outstanding. But when last did you take time out to go to time out to preach to the prostitutes that are outstanding? This is not the message you clap for or you snap for. This is the peace that you stand for. For on the last day, you will not be judged on your degrees from Oxford, Cambridge, or Stanford. You will be judged on what you stand for. If you don't stand for anything, then what is your existence for? I mean, what are you a woman or a man for? Remember, he who does not stand for anything will fall for everything. I pray the words you hear today will not stand against you, but will stand for you. This is not the change they promised us from the start. Yeah, it's true. But the change you seek should start from you. The change you seek starts from you.